Sue Monk Kidd joins us by phone tonight. She's the award-winning and best-selling author of The Secret Life of Bees, which was also made into a movie, and The Mermaid Chair. Her memoir, Traveling with Pomegranates, co-authored with her daughter, Anne Kidd Taylor, was also a bestseller. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest novel, which is titled The Invention of Wings. I want to start by saying that you, again, have created such memorable characters in The Invention of Wings. Chief among them is Sarah Grimke, who is based on an actual person. And then there is also Hetty Handful Grimke. We first meet them when they're about 11 and 10, respectively. It's the early 1800s in Charleston. So tell us about these young women and ultimately what they have in common when it comes to freedom.
Well, these two young girls come together when they are about 10 and 11 at a birthday party, a rather infamous birthday party, in which Sarah Grimke, who is a real historical figure, was given a waiting maid, an enslaved girl, for her own. So a very disturbing moment to realize that we actually used to give human presents in this country. And these two characters will be forever linked. Their destinies, their lives, their stories will be entwined over time as they try to invent their freedom. And this is their quest, both in their own way. One, an enslaved person trying to find real freedom, bodily, physical freedom. And then Sarah Grimke, who has to free her mind and her spirit, so to speak. So they're both trying to invent their wings.
Tell us a little bit about Sarah in terms of who she actually was, or who she went on to be in terms of who she worked with.
Sarah Grimke and her sister, Angelina, were the first female abolition agents in America for the American Anti-Slavery Society. And this was in the mid-1830s. And they were the ones who linked abolition and women's rights, a very controversial thing that happened. And they were fighting desperately for a woman's right to speak in the public sphere, to speak out on behalf of ending slavery. And they were met with a great deal of backlash and even violence. So they were remarkable women whose stories have really gotten a little bit lost, I think, in American history. So I was so awed by their lives, particularly since they were from Charleston, South Carolina, where I was living at the time. And I knew what they had overcome in the South to become who they were.
Let's talk a little bit about Hetty Handful's life, because very often in literature and movies, we see a view of plantation life during the years slavery was practiced. I think on one level, it almost seems like, oh, wouldn't it have been easier to escape if you were a slave in an urban setting? But the restraints were powerful, weren't they? So how were slaves' lives limited?
In urban slavery, things operated somewhat differently than plantation slavery. And I think we're maybe because of art and movies and literature, we're a little more reflexively familiar with plantation slavery. But in Charleston, at this time, it was a city of great wealth and opulence that absolutely teemed with enslaved people on the streets. And it was controlled by a lot of surveillance and city guard and punishments and badges and passes and all this kind of thing. So it was a very complex system. And in the midst of this, there were slave insurrection plot that was hatched in Charleston that I was able to incorporate into the novel and into the story of Handful, which there was a great deal of resistance, I think, and subversion of the system. So it was a very amazing time for enslaved people to struggle against all of that. And this is what Handful does. I mean, she's a daring kind of, not a passive woman. She has a lot of daring, and she learns this from her mother. And she takes on a great deal of courage to do what she does.
I want to talk a little bit about Charlotte, who is Handful's mother, because one of the powerful restraints on slaves was that they were not allowed to learn to read and write. But Charlotte, Handful's mother, reminded me of a line from a children's book. The stories people tell have a way of taking care of them. Sometimes a person needs a story more than food to stay alive. So how did Charlotte, who could not read or write, tell her story?
Charlotte told her story through a quilt, and this was called a story quilt. It was perhaps her most precious possession and became Hansel's most precious possession, too, because it contained, through needle and thread, the story, the real truth of her mother's life. And it was, I think, more than just trying to pass down one's tradition. It was a subversive act, in a way, to portray the truth of their enslaved lives. And it was in plain sight. But she was forbidden to read and write. It was against the law in South Carolina for enslaved people to do that. And so she figured out a way to tell her story. And I agree with you. I think story is incredibly important for the human spirit. It's very healing. It creates wholeness in us. And there's that famous line, we can bear anything if we can tell a story about it. And it was along that line that I had Charlotte stitch her story and create a visual memoir, so to speak, in her quilt.
What did you want readers to take away from the invention of wings?
In the heart of it, it's not only about these two women finding their freedom and questing for it. It's about the daring inside of us to have a voice in the world. I think it's a universal thing, really, to find our authentic voice, to really be able to express it in the world and make a difference. And this is essentially what the novel is about, too. And I suppose I would wish that the reader would have a real felt experience, deeply feel what it was like to be an enslaved woman at that time, or to be a white woman with so many limitations on her, with few freedoms, and to be able to experience that with a lot of empathy, and through that, maybe even find some inspiration or hope to voice themselves in even more greater ways.
Well, I think you certainly accomplished that. It's a wonderful book. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
I've been talking with Sue Monk Kidd about her latest novel, The Invention of Wings. You can find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.